Contemporary Art Festival Third Shift returns to St. John this weekend with the theme Channels, taking place from August 14th to the 16th. While previous years have seen installations appearing across Uptown St. John, this year's festival is focused around King Square, with other satellite locations including the St. John Arts Centre and Wasted Day Brewing on Water Street. Visitors will be able to experience and interact with various art installations, and a number of workshops will also be taking place over the weekend, alongside Third Watch, a festival of audio-visual works. Third Shift is run by Third Space, an artist-run centre for contemporary art in St. John. Local 107.3 FM spoke with organisers of Third Shift, Third Space's Executive Director Manny Travers, and Festival Associate Brooke Moss. Travers began by introducing this year's festival.
Third Shift is happening from August 14th through 16th this year. It takes place in a variety of uptown spaces and venues, and we have a weekend packed full of free workshops, artist talks, events, and interactive public art for everybody.
So the theme this year is Channels, and it was chosen in collaboration with our artist in residence, Brandon Hoax. It's kind of just about the ways that we navigate the world, and different pathways, routes, kind of like there's love letters, radio signals, all kinds of different channels like that.
Every year is new to St. John for our lineup of art and artists. This year we have quite a few collaborative and participatory artworks, so we invite the public to contribute to these sculptural or otherwise creative installations in Uptown St. John. The majority of these installations will be taking place in King Square this year, so it is a walkable, accessible, and compact night full of art. We look forward to inviting everybody to attend, anybody from 3 to 99, just like a Lego box. Everybody is welcome to be a part of the festival. We are also hosting our fourth edition of Third Watch, which is the mini festival of audiovisual works and screenings. This year we have a runtime of about an hour 30, and additionally we have a couple of unique workshops, including printmaking with Caitlin Wilson, who's an artist based out of Moncton, and then a workshop about ribbons and trinkets and urban spaces with our artist-in-residence Brandon Hoax, who is based in Chibucto, Halifax.
Do you want to add any more about some of the artists and artworks that may be worth looking out for?
Sure. One of the artworks that I'm really excited about this year is called Where Do Garments Gather? Where spelled W-E-A-R. These are going to be large-scale textile sculptures suspended from trees, and they'll be illuminated. These ghostly figures are made up out of textiles, reused and recycled clothing, and scrap fabrics. And these works are a commentary on consumerism, on fast fashion, and on the roots of this artist, whose name is Oluji. And yeah, that's a project that I'm most excited about. What about you?
So one of our installations I'm most excited for is by artist Ariana Sanchez. Her piece will be in the bandstand this year, and it includes a lot of wool and thread, and she'll be in the center kind of weaving it like a spider. And the public is invited to collaborate as kind of like insects in a spider's web, which I think is really cool.
You've sort of touched on this, but what is the importance of art that is accessible to all, and how is the interactive element of it important as well, getting people involved in the creative process?
I would say that the accessibility of the festival is a two-way street. Not only does this event respond to the need of the St. John community to have access to public contemporary artwork, to engage in contemporary artwork where they might not otherwise be inclined to, but it also provides an accessible avenue for emerging and professional artists to display their work and be treated as a professional artist, be paid as a professional artist, and provide that experience and exposure and something else to add to their artist CV or another experience under their belt. So I think that this festival not only serves its community that it's based in, but also the wider national contemporary art scene.
It kind of makes me think about most of the contemporary art galleries and how a lot of the pieces have like rope around them and you're not allowed to get within like 5 feet or so. So it's nice to be actually have more of a tangible experience and engage those senses. And I think it reminds you that it's a lot easier to be an artist than people think.
And just to kind of go back over what you do here, I mean, as Third Shift and as Third Space.
Third Shift and Third Space differ from other arts organizations or art galleries in St. John because we serve artists as artists. While there is administrative tasks associated with, you know, running an organization, ultimately the organization is driven by the needs and the aspirations of our creative community. We serve our members and also St. John as a whole, and that means that we host workshops and artist talks and creative opportunities that might not be as accessible if we didn't exist. Additionally, Third Space as an organization is a nonprofit. All of our funding and all of our grant applications, they go directly back into our creative community to serve individuals, provide spaces and opportunities for young and emerging artists to gain skills and gain experience. And overall, the organization serves kind of like one of our installations, like a spider web, a network, so that everybody can rely on one another and benefit from our mutual passion for art. The main thing that is happening with Third Space beyond the festival is that I am on my way out. We will have a new executive director come this fall, so we're really excited about the direction that the organization is going to move in. And yeah, for Third Shift this year, the majority of it takes place in King Square. We have a couple of satellite venues with the St. John Art Center, Wasted Day Brewing, and the Imperial Theater for our workshops, karaoke, and artist talks. All of this is available on our website as well as our social medias, thirdshiftsj.com and Third Space Gallery on social media.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.